All right, let's move to how to greet someone from a purchase lead. One of the most important points to know when you buy a lead is how that lead was generated. The more information you know, the better. This is how you connect with a prospect. If you don't know how the lead was generated, it's just a shot in the dark. Here's a couple of examples. Is John in? Hello, John. Did you fill out a questionnaire indicating an interest in working from home? With a good lead, the answer will be yes. With a bad lead, the answer will be no. I then ask, do you have an idea of what kind of home business you're looking for? This normally opens the prospect up and the greeting step gets fulfilled. If the lead answers no, they didn't fill out a questionnaire, I normally fish around and see if they're willing to talk to me. If not, I end the conversation. With this first live call, I was testing some leads of a company that promised us they were the best leads we could get. They actually ended up being terrible leads. What I want you to listen to is how I fished around to see if he had an interest. Then when I determined he didn't, I ended the call.
Hello?
Hello, is this Ben?
Yeah.
Hi, Ben. My name is Tim Sales. Did you order a package called I Got There, You Can Too?
I don't believe so, no.
It was from a TV commercial, something you might have went to a website, forfreekit.com, something like that.
No, I didn't. I don't remember that.
But it had to do something with home-based business or taking your business to the next level, if you already have one?
Don't think so, no.
Didn't order it. Mm. So do you have any interest in any of those two things?
No.
All right.
Yep.
Well, sorry to have bothered you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You can hear that it wasn't a good idea to continue pursuing that prospect. The next live call is a purchase lead from our regular real-time leads, which only get sold to two people. With this call, the lady brings up the fact that she was called by someone else. So I just used that as a way to accomplish the greeting. See if you can detect how I used that.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak with Nadira?
Oh yeah, this is she.
Hi, Nadira. My name is Tim Sales. Did you fill out a questionnaire having to do with a business that you could work from home?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you have an idea of what it is that you're actually looking for? Is it just in a business in general, or did you have a specific idea in mind?
Somebody called me this afternoon,
And
we had a long talk, and apparently it's not working for me.
Okay. Yeah. What specifically isn't working?
Well, it was about my background, it was about what I wanted to, my income, my yearly income, and yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I am not that person. I'm not calling in regards to that person.
Uh-huh. Seems like I had no chance to work at home.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I disagree with that.
Well, yeah.
I think that there would have been several people who have said I couldn't have done it, but I ended up being able to. Did he give a particular reason why he felt that you couldn't?
Not really.
All
but,
right.
But, you know, I just decided not to do it because, well, I try something else.
What are you going to try?
Because I'm a foreign doctor, a medical doctor from overseas, and I'm here getting my equivalence. And in the meantime, I was looking for a job, and I thought working at home was the best way for me.
Did you see that by me asking her questions about the other person, she opened up? Then when I said, well, I disagree with that, was when the greeting was fulfilled. I became her friend. And the last purchase lead live call is an interesting one, but you can plainly hear how the greeting was accomplished.
Hello?
Hello, is this Benson?
Speaking.
Hey, this is Tim Sales. You had filled out a questionnaire wanting a home-based business?
Yeah, I wanted to get some information on it.
Have a specific idea of what it is that you're actually looking for, man?
No, not really. I've been out of work for a couple of years, so I'm looking for something.
What kind of work have you done in the past?
I was an automotive technician for 16 years.
And you live in Mechanicsville?
Yep.
You find that coincidental?
No, because there's a Mechanicsville, Virginia, too, so...
And were you from there, too?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
No, that would be too coincidental.
Do you now see the value in fully listening to your prospect? See, I couldn't have accomplished that Mechanicsville conversation, which was the key to accomplishing the greeting, had I not been fully interested and fully listening to my prospect. And again, you'll know you've gotten a good greeting when they open up and talk to you. If you're getting things like, "What's this all about? How did you get my number? Why are you calling me?" you are not out of the greeting stage.